every show, as all of you now are accustomed to. We feel very privileged to talk to the true insiders, I think, in Capitol Hill, in and around Capitol Hill, because really covering Washington as a whole. Ellen Ratner joins us now from Talk Radio News. Ellen, it's almost party time in D.C. I think you can make it to the finish line, right?
It is almost party time in D.C., but we are, you know, the Christmas season is upon us, and these guys want to get out. Of course, the budget turns into a pumpkin. There's several bills, almost what we call an omnibus appropriations bill, almost $1 trillion, about $900 billion.
Yeah. The House passed the payroll tax cut, but come on, there's got to be a veto threat hanging around, right?
Well, it's not only a veto threat, it's going to be dead on arrival in the Senate, so yes.
Yeah, so, all right, so it was 234, I want to say, because I was looking at this earlier, 193, but again, who cares? It was a layup for them to do that. I don't mean to be,
well,
you know, slipping,
right.
But...
Yeah, you had 10 Democrats, was it 10 Democrats that voted for, 10 Democrats that voted for, 14 Republicans voted against. I guess you could call it a bipartisan turn down or a bipartisan bill, if you really want to call it in that way.
Yeah, there you go. Balanced budget bills galore, like they were stuffing them in stockings. And what's going on with that and the pipeline?
Well, the pipeline was attached to this bill that just passed the House, that the Republicans have said are completely dead on arrival.
Yeah.
And in terms of the bill that is going to happen with balanced budget in the Senate, there's really two versions. There's a Republican version and a Democrat version. And Olympia Snowe, she doesn't always say wisest things, but she was very wise. She said, this just was done. Everybody knows it's going to go down on both sides. But this way, each Democrat and each Republican can say, oh, I voted for the balanced budget bill.
Yeah, there you go. And that's what it's about. It's about having a scorecard, isn't it?
It's about going home and saying, I want to keep the economy in check, and I'm going to do this, and this is the bill I voted for.
Yeah, I agree with you. All right, the drone situation. We got a couple of stories on drones. One, Iran, what's going on with that? Because, of course, the president supposedly is lobbying to get it back through diplomatic efforts, but doesn't look like that's happening anyway. And then another drone goes down.
Yes, well, Leon Panetta, in his wisdom, said today, I don't think we're going to get the drone back from Iran. Yeah, right. Understatement of the century. In terms of the drone coming back, or in terms of what happened, essentially the White House and also the Pentagon won't say very much about it.
All right, so they're mum on that.
Whoever's making those drones, man, I would be like going bananas.
I agree, absolutely. And you see them, and it looks like they're keeping it in a museum in Iran. It's crazy. The pictures that I've seen of it, and it's cost so much money. That's the deal. All of them, they might not look like from afar like much, but all of the, you know, all of what goes into that, the makings of the drone and the expense, crazy. I would be going nuts, too, absolutely. Senator Joe Lieberman, he's in the thick of it now, again, lobbying for what, conversation with Iran or what?
Well, no, he wants us to be very tough with Iran, much more than a conversation. He wants us the president to be tougher, feels that the president is not tough enough.
All right, good luck with that one, because I think he's, what do you think? You've been covering him for a while now. He's trying
I think, look, Joe Lieberman's not running for anything. He's an independent. He can say whatever he wants, but not everybody pays a whole lot of attention to it. He's on his way out. He's got, two more years left.
And that's it.
I don't think it's this election cycle, but I could be wrong.
No, I don't think it is either, but I think it's the next time around. Ellen Ratner,
right.
Talk Radio News, thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right, so talking about, of course, Joe Lieberman and what happens with Lieberman, of course, pushing, as Ellen was saying there, the president to be tougher on Iran more than just conversation, but to actually draw a big, fat line in the sand, and a lot of that has to do with Israel. And, Iran's just not going to go away. The situation there is continuing to ratchet up, and obviously a decision will probably have to be made in the very near future. But who's going to be making that decision? Coming up on America Tonight, we're going to go a little bit to the lighter side when we talk about one of the, I think, the biggest all-time Christmas movies. At least people think that in terms of that. You got to think older. You got to think Jimmy Stewart. Getting any ideas of what we're going to talk about when we have Stephen Showhead on, our man on the left coast, to talk a little Hollywood with us. That's coming up this hour. Plus, we're going to check your letters. Got some crazy letters. One from Eric, who says, Kate, I'm sick of all the politicians. I wish, and I'm not kidding, we could throw them all out and just start again. Sometimes you have to shoot a villager. Too bad we can't virtually, and I'm not saying go out with a gun, but virtually get rid of everybody we've got in the Senate and the House, because they, one, can't work together, and two, have no idea what they're doing for the most part. Of course, we could cherry pick and pull a few of the good ones out, like I happen to like Rand Paul from my home state in Kentucky, but I have no use for them. Of course, I'm not in the minority, and I'm not going out on a limb by saying that. All right, but Eric wasn't the only one who vented. There were certainly other people who had plenty to say. So at the tail end of the hour, we will do that. We'll run to the mailbag, just like the mail now, because of all the packages and letters and cards being sent. There's a backup. So there's a backup in our mailroom. I'm going to try to really rip through a lot of the letters that you send, because I'm always telling you, if you want to vent, send us a note. If you can't get through, or you're working, or you're playing us back on demand, please do at americatonight.net. Click on the emails. It falls down, and then bada bing, you're in. Newt Gingrich is in for now. Another day, another poll showing that the House Speaker is on top, baby, ahead of his closest rival once again, former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney. The survey released Tuesday from the Pew Research Center, you know how I love these polls, shows that Gingrich is leading Romney 35% to 21 among Republicans, or likely Republican voters nationwide. Of course, that poll was taken December 7th through the 11th. There isn't much to look at with this poll for Governor Rick Perry. He was hardly in the race, according to it. And also, Texas Congressman Ron Paul wasn't very high in the poll either. Both of them with minuscule numbers. The next closest candidate, in fact, to Romney was Minnesota Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, who had 10% of the backing from the people who responded to this Pew Research Center poll. And I know a lot of people don't put much faith in polls, but here's the thing. Usually they're dead on in some senses. Yes, it's a small sampling, but there's a reason why there's a small sampling. I mean, Newt Gingrich, without a doubt, he is the man to knock off the hill, because he's there on every poll now. He's on top, and he's starting to last. So does he have staying power or not? Some people think that Gingrich's ugly side will eventually get the better of him, as many Republicans and Democrats who work with him thought he was kind of a bully when he was on the Hill. Does he have the staying power to do it? And if he does, can he knock off Barack Obama? But we're far way away from the actual Republican nominee. Coming up on the flip side, lots of odds and ends across the nation. The buzz in your backyard, we got it.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
No, don't just walk away pretending everything's okay and you don't care about me.
Buzz happening across the United States. Well, obviously, everybody's running around like people with their heads cut off trying to hurry up and grab gifts for Hanukkah, for Christmas, for whatever. Can you believe the countdown is on? I had to go to the post office today, and I had everything ahead of time, but boy, I regretted that decision. Woo! United States postal workers are not a happy bunch. I'm going to talk about that in a second, because some of you might actually work for the post office. You might deliver mail, or you might work sorting it, or actually work in a post office somewhere. And I'm a friend to those people. I mean, seriously. You know how I say all the time, it's like, wow, can you imagine after all those years of being there how you feel when suddenly people start getting sucked away like in other businesses, and you're stuck and you're dog tired and you know that there's an end here somewhere because you keep reading about it and hearing about it, and frankly you've done this for your entire life, and now, like so many of the rest of us, you're in the same pot like the guys who forever and a day made a decent living in construction and then found that there was cheaper ways to build houses, and then of course then nobody was building houses and the market was really, really down. I'm going to tell you about that in a second, but first, because I know you can all relate to that, you can also relate to this, because people have been talking about Jerry Sandusky since the story first broke open. I think you all know his name. In the court of public opinion, he is guilty, 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 but he has not been tried yet. So Jerry Sandusky, one of the former coaches at Penn State University, who really is making the blue a little black, frankly, because a lot of Nittany Lions are more than embarrassed by what could be cover-ups and other things that have happened at that institution. But right now, Penn State is not on trial. It's Jerry Sandusky at this moment. And Sandusky was in the courtroom for a preliminary hearing, but he waived the preliminary hearing, instead going to right to trial. He's prepared to fight child rape charges. That's what his attorney said. So the former football coach, who has massive charges hanging over his head, 50 counts, all related back to the same horrible things that we've heard that have started to come out, related to the allegations of the sexual molestation that was popped open wide in that grand jury report last month. He's accused of involuntary deviant sexual intercourse, among other charges. So he just waived that hearing and entered a not guilty plea on the charges against him, requested a jury trial. Sandusky is now on bail for $250,000 because they upped that bail since there are other people that threw into this case. So he's under house arrest. He can't have any contact with minors, naturally. And his attorney swears, Joe Amendola, that his client is innocent, and he's ready to move on, and he's ready to show something completely different. You know, there were people who had packed that courthouse, and they were stunned when they heard that this big-time showdown between Sandusky and his accusers wouldn't happen. They really weren't ready to hear that he was waiving the hearing and going right to trial, that he was going to do that. So now 20 people were there to support Sandusky. His wife, some of the kids, some of the graduates of the Second Mile Charity were there that say that it's not right what's happening. That's, the course, the charity that he founded. This is going to be interesting when this goes to trial. Very sick, sad, and twisted thing that has happened for the last couple of months. And, you know, everybody gets their day in court, so he's going to get his. However, it's not going to happen this week. It's done. You had hundreds of journalists who were all over that courthouse like flies all over honey. And they were shooed away because there was not going to be any hearing. I mean, the obligatory shots, kind of a perp walk, if you will, up the courthouse steps of Jerry Sandusky. We saw those video shots. And he looks, you know, he just has that look on his face. There's no expression, really. And we'll see where this goes from here. But I'll tell you what, anybody who thinks that he is completely innocent, I think they're living on a different planet. Because I can't imagine what would drive any of these guys, so many, not all connected to each other whatsoever, to come forward and make up a bunch of nonsense about him. That does not make sense to me whatsoever. But he gets a trial, and it's not going to happen now. It's going to be pushed off for a while. Remember, this all happened way back on November 9th, because that's when the school's board of trustees announced that they had fired Coach Joe Paterno and the president, Graham Spanier, because of the scandal. So all of it started to really break open then. And what's interesting is there are all kinds of other lawsuits, civil things that are brewing, including 34 Penn State students actually got charged as well, and 7 more were arrested because of the violence that broke up and all the crazy rioting that happened when Paterno was fired. There's a trial there that's pending as well, charges against some of those kids. So that's really the buzz. A lot of people are talking about it. Coming up in our next hour, we talk with a woman who was a victim herself as a child, raped by her father starting at the age of 3, who now, for the last 30 years, has counseled people, all kinds of people, who have been victimized by these predators. So she has some thoughts on Sandusky, the case, and the young men coming forward and all that. But truly, that's a huge story. Okay, here's another huge story. Donald Trump. Check it out. Donald Trump pulled out of the scheduled December 27th debate. He will not moderate.
You're fired.
Donald, what happened? Nobody wanted to go. So the guy who was once maybe a presidential candidate on the Republican side earlier in the year is not going to moderate it. He doesn't want to, he says he wants to avoid a conflict of interest because of the potential independent presidential bid. Oh, yeah, right. He did that to save face. Why? Because only two people were going to participate, Newt Gingrich and Rick Santorum. They were the only ones who agreed. The others said that they wouldn't do it. The others declined for various reasons, one of which was that it was like a circus, and they said that it wasn't a reality show. I love Trump's statement. He knows the art of spin like no other. This was his statement, verbatim. I would like to thank Newt Gingrich and Rick Santorum for having the courage, conviction, and confidence to immediately accept being a part of the new Max debate. I believe this would not only have been the most watched debate, but also the most substantive and interesting debate. Yeah, whatever. He had to let it go because nobody was going to play except for two. One who has no shot, and the other guy who's blown everyone away in the pack. So how interesting would it be to watch the two of them? So the Trump debate fell. He's not used to losing or people saying no to him. I think he was surprised and thought that it was kind of a layup that everybody would do it, since so many others had debates, so many other networks had debates, and everybody pretty much accepted them. You had the one moment when Rick Perry said, I'm not going to do these debates anymore. And then somebody said, what, are you kidding me? You need those debates. So he stayed in. He never really dumped out of doing the debates. So it was all about Trump and an unknown network. If everybody else was going to play, then, you know, perhaps. But since they weren't, that was it. It was bound to fail. Bound to fail. All right, the Postal Service, as I was saying, delayed closings. They're not going to close anything until May 15th, they say now. Boy, I'll tell you what, I went to the post office today. What a nightmare. It wasn't so much about the lines, the confusion, and the length of time it took for people to do things. I don't get it. I mean, people look pretty unhappy to me, and they really had no customer service. Bah humbug.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000, but the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for Aromatic Liquids Extracted from a Broad Range of Flowers, Stems, Seeds, and Bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
To my big brother George, the richest man in town.
Look, Daddy, teacher says every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
That's right. That's right. Atta boy, Clem.
Who hasn't seen It's a Wonderful Life? A lot of people watch it every year. I think my family, we've watched it most years. I can't say there's been a streak of every single year, but I know I've seen it probably 20 times. Stephen Shohet, of course, joins us each and every week here on America Tonight, the author of Hollywood Stories, short entertaining anecdotes about the stars and legends of the movies. And that is a legendary movie. Hey, Stephen.
Hey, Kate. How you doing?
How many times have you seen It's a Wonderful Life?
I lost count. You know, no matter how many times I've seen it, I'll watch it every year. Sometimes I catch it in the middle because it hooks you. I think it's different from the other Christmas movies, and I know other people have other favorite Christmas movies, but I think in It's a Wonderful Life, it's like an hour and a half of you know, not terrible things happening, and then all of a sudden it gets into this life and death situation with this guy you've come to know, and the stakes get so high, and I think it's almost draining to watch it, but it's so emotional. I don't think you can really, at least I can't really shake myself from it. So I really enjoy watching it quite a bit.
Yeah, in going back in the history of this, was Stewart always going to be that guy? Was Jimmy Stewart always going to be the main dude in it?
Well, pretty much. Frank Capra had Henry Fonda as a backup. So, you know, just in case, because you look at James Stewart at that time, he was in a very interesting position, kind of one hard to imagine today, that he hadn't acted for 5 years because under his own volition, he had chosen to give up Hollywood and go into the military service during World War II. When you think about it, that's an incredible thing. I mean, he was 5 pounds below the required weight at the time, so he had to go to the draft board a few times to get in, or the induction Television office, I should say. And then he was making very good money. I mean, he just won the Academy Award for the Philadelphia Story. He was getting paid $1,500 a week just having this great man about town life. And suddenly he's a buck private and he's sharing room, with a bunch of strangers and he's peeling potatoes. And his salary was $21 a week. And he had a good sense of humor. As soon as he got his first paycheck, he sent 10% to his agent, so $2.10. And then he had been in the service for 5 years or 4 years, and then he had led 1,000 men in bombing missions over Europe. He came back; his hearing was not as good. He was 37. He was kind of shaken up, as you might expect. He had a lot of fearful adventures, and he wasn't sure if he wanted to be an actor anymore. So there was this element of reluctance when Frank Capra approached him with the role, but Frank Capra had nobody else in mind, just, Henry Fonda, just in case, but it turned out that wasn't necessary.
Did Capra know he just had a runaway hit with this, right?
No. It was a totally different situation for Capra, because Capra had been under contract before to Columbia Pictures. And then after the war, he started his own company with George Stevens and William Wyler called Liberty Films. And so suddenly he's putting up his own money. And it was a very nerve-wracking thing for him. And usually his sets were wonderful places to work on. But in this particular movie, he was crabby and sort of lashing out at people. And it wasn't as fun. Now, as the movie went along, and Capra started getting this incredible performance from Jimmy Stewart, who started to get his acting chops and his confidence back, he started to believe that it was the greatest movie anybody had ever made, which I don't personally disagree with, but it didn't catch on at that time. It made its money back, but it didn't get into profits. And there were all sorts of theories as to why. Well, one theory was because you have this movie coming out in 1946, the economy was no longer the big worry like it had been during the Depression for a lot of people. I mean, people were building houses and people were back from the war and a lot of people were doing well. And so there was a theory that this movie was old-fashioned because it really comes down to the money, the owing $8,000, and it just didn't catch on. And then other people thought it was too dark, and other people thought, well, they want Martin and Lewis movies. So for whatever reason, it really wasn't a big hit. But Capra did believe that it was a great movie by the time he finished it. It just didn't catch on as well with the public as he would have liked.
Yeah, and the and he had an interesting career, didn't he?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, he was deeply religious. He said that the reason he did It's a Wonderful Life was to go against the common belief of atheism of the day. See, one of the things that happened was there was a man named A.P. Giannini, who was the founder of Bank of America, and he had been instrumental in lending money to the early Hollywood moguls, who were actually like junk dealers and glove salesmen and streetcar conductors, and there was no indication that the movie business would be that big at first, and Giannini was like a do it on a hunch type of banker, and Capra really admired him. So he had this movie idea based on Giannini where there'd be this banker and he didn't follow the normal rules of finance and the other bankers would want to ruin him. And then at the last moment, the people he lent money to, the less well-to-do people, would come and bail him out. So he already made a movie with the same theme, which was called American Madness in 1932. And basically, It's a Wonderful Life was a return to that theme with Giannini with James Stewart really in the Giannini role. And Capra always tried to have these lion versus the lamb type themes. And of course, some people thought they were very corny themes and they called it his movies Capricorn. But, the problem was that he didn't like working for other people. And at the same time, he didn't totally like working for himself because that means you put your own money on the line. So eventually his movie output after It's a Wonderful Life slowed down. He only made a few movies after that.
Yeah, and It's a Wonderful Life was, you know, also Donna Reed and Lionel Barrymore was in it. This Barrymore is what to Drew Barrymore? Who is he to Drew Barrymore?
Great uncle. I mean, great, yeah. Or I don't know. He's the grandfather's brother. So is that great uncle?
Yeah, great uncle.
Great granduncle?
It might be great granduncle.
Great granduncle, yeah.
Yeah,
and he was quite a character, too. In fact, he really helped. See, he was sort of legendary for playing Ebenezer Scrooge on the radio, but he suffered from arthritis, so he couldn't do it. He couldn't do it on the screen. So you know, the Mr. Potter was the as close as you could get to Ebenezer Scrooge, probably, except he didn't repent at all. But you could see maybe there was a heart underneath there, but the way the character was written, he just was so nasty. But in real life, he was really helpful to James Stewart, because James Stewart, after being in the service, was unsure if he wanted to be an actor anymore. And on the set, Barrymore was giving James Stewart pep talks, saying, you know, acting is a wonderful profession. You make everybody happy. And James Stewart said later on that if it wasn't for Barrymore, probably helped him more than anybody else on that set, getting his confidence and his interest back in the acting profession.
Wow. And how about Donna Reed? I mean, Donna Reed was great as Mary Hatch in that role. That was a big role for her.
Oh, it certainly was. Now, she was not the first choice. There were other actresses like Ginger Rogers and Jean Arthur, who had bigger names. You know, she worked very, very hard on the movie. She helped. They have a really sexy scene in that movie where there's a phone cord wrapped around James Stewart and Donna Reed, and they're, you know, finding their passion for each other, and they did that unrehearsed, and that was Donna Reed's suggestion. And Frank Capra made a joke. He said, "Oh, James Stewart is so nervous that I had to wrap a phone cord around him, otherwise he would have run away." But yeah, but Donna Reed, the thing about it was that they both had different reactions coming out of the movie. James Stewart was confident, but he was disappointed that the movie didn't do as well as he wanted it to. Donna Reed was absolutely exhausted and really wondered if she'd ever work again, because when the movie didn't do well, the behind the scenes, James Stewart and Frank Capra were sort of thinking that Donna Reed was the reason why. In fact, they offered James Stewart a chance to work with her again, or his agent. He told his agent that he didn't really want to work with her again. He was very superstitious, and so June Allison became his regular movie wife. And then another interesting thing that happened that they probably never talked about it personally, but James Stewart was a hawk when it came to the Vietnam War. I mean, Brigadier General, he flew in an observation flight, a non-combat flight, during the Vietnam War, and his son died, Ronnie. And Donna Reed was very anti-war, and James Stewart expressed absolute contempt, not on her specifically, but publicly came out and said that I hate the anti-war people. You know, they should have been behind our soldiers the whole time, and instead, you know, they were disloyal. So I'm sure they probably never talked about it. I'm sure they were cordial, but they did have a political split. Even as they became famous, because, you know, the thing with It's a Wonderful Life, it kept James Stewart probably more famous than most older actors, because
exactly.
You see him all the time.
Exactly. It's a Wonderful Life, terrific inside stuff from, of course, the man who is the king of the storyteller, Stephen Shohat. Thanks, Stephen. We'll talk to you next week.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopia Cornucopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com. Fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Thoughts here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, because we always get so much mail, and unlike, sadly, I hate to pound them, the folks who work for the United States Postal Service, we got some giddy up in us, so we're going to really jam through the mail. The goal is to get to 8 different notes. Let's see if we can do it. Let's head to the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. All right, here's our first one, and this comes to us about Tebow from, apparently, a Tebow fan, of which there are many these days. So here's what Lance Mowen had to say. If God Weekly tunes into the Denver Broncos and can turn their season around by strapping the shoulder pads on a backup quarterback named Tim Tebow, then the age-old statement, God works in mysterious ways, is true. And once again, it was amazing what the Broncos were able to do against Chicago in overtime this past weekend. They were down and out completely and ended up winning the game, turning the whole thing around within really a handful of minutes. And that's when Tebow suddenly shines, just like they do in college. Oops, only a couple minutes left. We can do this. We can make it happen. And he is making it happen. 7 wins, 7-1 since Tim Tebow jumped in as the signal caller. You know, they were thinking of drafting a quarterback. Not so much anymore. They're not going to be doing that. This comes to us from my favorite litigator in Vermont, Dennis McMahon. He sends us a lot of stuff, usually a lot of really heavy-hitting stuff about Iran, Iraq, what's happening with the idiots in Washington. But this time he sent me a link to something very funny. Funny jokes about the holidays. I think Dennis believes that I need a little help. So often on the show, I do exit lines where I try to come up with funny material, and Matt pounds me to the ground, telling me just how awful it is when you hear the crickets chirping in the background. So let me give you a little bit of what he sent, the link of what he sent to the jokes. It says, coal, now too expensive to put in Christmas stockings. These are headlines. Study finds link between red wine, letting mother know what you really think. Accountants pack Times Square for fiscal New Year. Book given as a gift actually read. So, satirist, or satirist, it's really satirist, at The Onion came up with those. He sent a link to that. And then some of the other stuff, well, let me give you another one. Here it is. Unexpected guests were on the way. And this is someone who wrote this in. Unexpected guests were on the way, and my mother, an impeccable housekeeper, rushed around straightening up. She put my father and brother to work cleaning the guest bathroom. Later, when she went to inspect it, she was surprised that the once cluttered room had been tidied up so quickly. Then she saw the note on the closed shower curtain. It read, "Thank you for not looking in the bathtub." That's pretty good. I think a few people can relate to that. All right, Dennis. Nice attempt, but I don't know if we really got any laughter off of that. Maybe I just went through the wrong ones. Let's go to this one from Bruce, who says, Kate, the U.S. Postal Service has always been raggedy. One of my best friends used to work in one of our local post offices, but I have to say, and he's a good guy, but I have to say that lately everybody's been dogging it. Mail's late, you can't count on it. When you call, nobody answers the phone. It's ridiculous. Maybe they're just furious, and the effort to save the Postal Service might not be worth it. I think they'll save the Postal Service. There won't be Saturday delivery. I don't believe so in the near future. And you'll never get a letter for 44 cents first class to go someplace in one day, probably ever again. I mean, usually, let's face it, it's true. When it's the holidays, everybody waits the last second, and the post office is jammed anyway. So that's what you're going to get. You're going to get a lot of frustration, you know, without a doubt. This one comes to us from Paul Picard. Paul says, I've been listening to you for a very long time, Ms. Delaney. I've never written you. But I want to say bravo. As I read the blog on your website, you kept sending people to send you notes to your website, and I actually checked it out. I usually never do that. I'm sorry. I'm just too busy, and I don't feel like going to another website. But I went to yours, and I heard what you had to say about Corzine and the nonsense with him testifying as the Senate was supposedly looking into what was going on with MF Global. He bailed on them. You know it. I know it. You said it. John Corzine is a thug. He took people's money. Then he tried to say it was chaotic, and he didn't know where the money was. How could they be missing more than $1 billion in customer money? And he would say he had no idea, and that he never authorized the misuse of customer money. I'm sorry. I do not believe him, and I feel so badly for the people who thought they were getting a good deal when they dumped some money into MF Global. They made stupid bets, stupid risks, and they made off like bandits. Done. Yeah, Corzine is done in the court of public opinion, not in his inner circle, but outside of his circle he is. And you think this is a guy who bought himself a Senate seat. He was the governor of Jersey, bought himself the governor's seat because he had a lot of money to spend, made a lot of money on Wall Street, and supposedly knew what he was doing. Supposedly. It's like those guys with Fannie and Freddie. We got it. Listen, we're turning this thing around. We need to borrow more money because these are the brightest people. We cannot let them go. Everybody wants to pick them off, and this isn't good. We have to be able to pay them bonuses. Here's one from Jake in Austin who says, Kate, I'm just flat out furious. Why am I furious? This Keystone Pipeline nonsense. How many jobs would be created by the pipeline? It's 1,700 miles long. You got crude oil from Canada's oil sands region in Alberta going all the way through the middle of our country down to Texas. You would have to think that some jobs would be included in this. Well, there'd be about 13,000 construction jobs, Jake. And to my knowledge, and these are guesstimates, about 7,000 jobs making things like the pipe itself and the pump houses. So, we could add up the numbers, and I'm sure even indirectly you would have hits on jobs because restaurant workers, hotel, all that. If you have all those construction workers in certain areas, you have to be able to support them. They're going to go and eat somewhere. They're going to go and lay their head down on the pillow somewhere. So I think there are a lot of jobs that could be had if the pipeline were to go through. But it's not going through anytime soon because the State Department has to green light it, and it's got to do that, and they're saying it's probably a two-year deal anyway once they get the go-ahead. 2 years to have a job when you do not have a job is a pretty good thing. Permanent jobs, I mean, listen, it's just like the shovel jobs that the president is talking about anyway. All right, here we go. Another one from Audrey in Missouri. And Audrey says, Kate, I don't understand why people think things are getting better. Maybe they're just fooling themselves. It's the power of positive thinking. I look around my own neighborhood, professionals, white collar people, blue collar people, and I just flat out see folks struggling. I mean, honestly, I do. People are still putting up their Christmas lights, and I think they're getting trees, by the way, real for me. But I do not believe that we've turned a corner on the economy, and I have no idea where this comes from. Yeah, you know, when looking at the forecasting and some of the stuff that you read about how, oh, unemployment's down. Down where? In fairy tale land? Not really, because the number was never correct anyway. I think it's over 10%. Now, supposedly, officially, it's over 8% down from 9.1%. I mean, regardless, people are unemployed, people are giving up, and lots of people are juggling two and three jobs. That's just the long and short of it. Here's another one from Don, who says, hey, fellow movie fan, did you see this thing about Meryl Streep? She's going to be in a new movie portraying Margaret Thatcher. At first, I chuckled at the idea. Then I saw a photograph where she looked exactly like the Iron Lady. Wonder if she's got the walk down, the talk down, and the persona of Margaret Thatcher. I think this could be a big hit. What do you say? I'm going to say that the movies that are big hits now aren't so much movies like that. I think usually they're the 3D kid movies, the big budget movies, the preteen or teenager movies like the vampire stuff, the Twilight movies are huge. And I think it could make some decent money, but I don't see it as a runaway hit as far as the box office is concerned. She might get critical acclaim. Maybe she'll get up nominated for an Academy Award. I don't know. I haven't seen it, and it's not out yet. But it is intriguing to think of Meryl Streep transforming herself yet again, this time as Margaret Thatcher.